The Eagles' wide receiver position is wide open, and we've got one of the young prospects here in studio. Hello, everyone. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with rookie Caleb Jones, University of Arizona. Welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome to our studios here. How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Just happy to be in Philly. So different from what I'm used to, but having a good time.
How hard is it to learn the NFL playbook? Let's be honest here.
It's definitely an adjustment. You know, something I still haven't caught up to yet, but day by day, I'm tackling it.
So tell me, in college, the playbook's this thick versus the NFL this thick? Or, I mean, it's the verbiage. I mean, what is so difficult about it?
I've learned more plays the first, like, 3 days here than I did my whole 4 years in college. So,
is that right?
Yeah, most definitely an adjustment.
Do you feel like it's taken you a while to get to the point where you're playing free and running as fast as you can and coming out of your routes as quickly as you can?
I think when I get to that point, I'll be extremely effective. Still learning, you know, ins and outs of different things and learning stuff from the older guys. So when all the rookies and all the guys who are new to a different system learn it completely and start to be able to play naturally and stuff like that.
Caleb, why did you sign with the Eagles? What was so appealing here?
It was a fresh start, new coaching staff. I saw, you know, the older guys they had here, guys I've watched before, and that play really well, and I'd like to model my game after. So.
Did you have a lot of options after the draft?
A few options, yes, sir.
And so how quickly do you have to make the decision?
Instantly, because it's such a, you know, a window of opportunity, and you have to just take it and run with it. So.
So at that time, are you with your dad who played in the NFL for 10 years or your agent? I mean, kind of take us behind the scenes. How's it work?
I was with my dad, and Coach Lewis is one of the first people that I got a call from, and I got to visit with him at the combine. So I really liked him after I visited with him, and he's played in the league, and he kind of went through the same situation I'm going through. So I just felt like it was a good match.
Caleb, it's been a month here. Has there been a welcome to the NFL moment that you have experienced?
I didn't even know it's been a month.
Is it time? You know, time's like suspended, right?
Yeah, you really just embrace day by day. So,
yeah.
I mean, gosh, I don't really have like a specific moment. Just everything in general, just, you know, being in the locker room with older guys and, you know, on the field, seeing the level of play just so different from what I'm used to is awesome.
Is it? What's different about it?
Every play, every day is just full speed, and guys treat it like it's game day. It's everybody's livelihood, so I think that's the coolest thing about it.
No junk cornerbacks in the NFL, are there?
No, sir.
All these veterans using all these tricks. Your dad played for 10 years in the NFL. Your uncle, Jeff Blake, played as a quarterback in the NFL, including a stop here in Philadelphia. So you grew up around the game. Did you always love football and dream of playing in the NFL?
Just ever since I could remember, it's been something I've had fun doing. And so I just feel like, you know, watching. At one point, I thought everybody's dad played in the NFL. When I was really young, I didn't know any different. But, you know, it's just something that's been a part of my life, my family's life.
Did you share it with him when you were you young enough, or I guess old enough to appreciate that age of when he played? Or were you, what age was he, what were you when he played?
I remember him playing at the Dolphins, so that was like 98, it was five.
Okay.
And then from then on, so his last year with the Redskins in 01. So I remember, you know, quite a bit.
Do they bring you around on game days?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, very cool. There's an NFL thing here that you have to be precise. You have to be on time for everything. You have to be perfect every single day. Is that the hardest part when you're just starting out?
I think, you know, Coach Rod did a good job of expressing, you know, what you're supposed to do and then, you know, what's demanded of you as a college athlete. So being on time and stuff like that is stuff I'm used to. I just feel like, you know, performing at a high level every day and making minimal mistakes is one of the things that I'm adjusting to because, you know, your job's at risk every day. So
it's a really young group you're with. You know, Jordan's been around for 3 years. I guess Ruben's been around for 5 years. He's the old man of that receivers room. What's the camaraderie like? Have you leaned on guys and gotten help from various veterans?
From day one, you know, what I appreciate about the older guys is, you know, Jordan welcomed me with open arms. Ruben's somebody you just learn from easily. Everybody's even keeled. Josh Huff is really cool. Chris Givens, they all do a really good job of just, you know, being open. They want to see everybody do well, and they want the room to do well. So there's no kept secrets, and it's a good group of guys.
What are you doing when you're done the days here? They begin, I guess, around, I don't know, 7:30 you get here. You're out of here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I guess there's not a lot of time for dancing and having a good time at night, is there?
Usually you get a thick packet of the 30-plus plays you're going over the next day.
Is that right?
Really, we just, you know, you look over that stuff and just relax and try to recover for the next day.
It's a fascinating world, isn't it?
It is.
Has it gone by quickly, or do you feel like it's gone by really slowly, or you don't even know what day it is?
Yeah, like I said earlier, yeah. I didn't know it's been a month, but it goes by so fast, and you just really have to keep up and, like I said earlier, embrace every day.
How are you playing?
At first, I was struggling. You know, I didn't really, everything was flying around. Words were being said in the huddle. I was like trying to keep up. And like I said, today is one of the first days that things have really slowed down for me. I understood everything. I was able to digest coverages and stuff like that. So,
what does Greg Lewis ask from his receiving group on a daily basis?
Just to produce, mm-hmm. perform, and do your job.
It's a business now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you having fun with it?
I am having fun. It's football.
Oh, man. Caleb Jones.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Caleb Jones in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.